If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for
Posting and Toasting.
Speaking of the weather, all right, this is a good one. This is a very timely one. This is from March 1st, 2022. Show me the casual fans that are never watching baseball again because many games in cold temperatures just got canceled. It sounds good on paper to say the game lost people today, but those complaining right now are the ones who will be in the parks this summer easily forgiving. So
what a weird long tweet.
Context on this, the baseball just announced that they were canceling the first few games of the season due to the lockout. And so this person was basically saying, who cares? All these casuals saying they're all pissed off. You weren't going to go to the ballpark anyway because it's so cold outside. That's what I think was being said.
That's a terribly long worded tweet.
So who posted that? Was it A, Brandon Tierney, Evan Roberts, Sean Morash, or Sal Licata?
It's definitely not me. Sal, he's intellectually bankrupt.
Long-winded tweet. You say it is not who?
Not me.
Not you. Okay, Sal?
The dumb take. No, Sal. Sal's too short on Twitter. I'm going to say it's you.
You're wrong.
Okay. BT?
You're wrong.
So it's one of the two people I didn't think. So it's not me. So it's Sal.
You're wrong.
It's you, bro.
Best wiener I've ever had in my mouth.
What did I tweet?
Show me the casual fans that are never watching baseball again because games in many cold temperatures were just canceled. It sounds good on paper to say the game lost people today, but those complaining right now are the ones who will be in the parks this summer easily forgiving. Sean Morash, March 1st, 2022.
Hearing that tweet hurts my head. That was my take?
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense. Good tweet.
Rangers will win the Stanley Cup this year.
I think I got a PhD in Sean. This is classic Sean of wedging in his opinion about cold weather games. There should be a roof. The season should start later. And you jammed it into the lockout.
Right, that's right. What
this is. Right. So it's a convoluted.
A period or a comma anywhere?
No,
it's a convoluted and long way to get to your destination, which is you hate cold weather games.
Right.
I apologize to all those that followed me that had to endure that.
All right. Well, you got that one very, very wrong because he so immediately said, it's not me. Meanwhile, it was you.
Okay.
You pulled a tiki.
February 9th, 2018. A guy on the plane to Florida asked for a brochure for the Mile High Club. The flight attendant was not amused.
What?
Was that Tommy Lugauer?
Oh, come on.
Sean Morash.
Oh, boy.
Evan Roberts or Greg Giannotti?
February 2019. I have no idea if I went to Florida then, so I can't even. You travel to Florida a bunch at spring training, a little early for spring training, but you're a driver. But, spring training, you fly. It's Evan.
Reese's Penis Butter Cup.
It is me, yes.
I'm all about the timing.
I will never forget that. Like, that is so vivid in my mind. I'm sitting second to last row of this plane, right? My way to Florida. And the flight attendant, I was about to say the word that is no longer appropriate for that job.
Uh-huh.
But the flight attendant comes over and is asking everybody, are they okay? And this guy says, yeah, I'm looking for a brochure for the Mile High Club.
What a moron.
He says this. And the reason I was going to laugh hysterically was not that, oh, that's so funny. It was, can you believe this guy in 2018 actually had the dumbness to open up his mouth and make a joke that it's not gonna go over well. So I stopped myself from cracking up because it would be misconstrued as...
Did anybody else laugh?
My wife didn't hear it. And I nudged her. I said, did you... And the woman was pissed.
Really?
Oh, my... The flight attendant? She's like, do you think that's funny, sir? And he's like, well, yeah, I was just being, you know, being for just a joke. And she's like, that's disgusting. Like, what's wrong with you?
Hey, Evan, yeah. Just out of curiosity, on this flight, was Billy Idol on that flight? Because I think I know what happened here. This story didn't actually happen. You watched The Wedding Singer, which this scene is literally in that movie.
Oh, is it?
You had a dream.
Tommy, dreamt it.
This is literally a scene in The Wedding Singer verbatim.
And by the way, Wedding Singer, one of my favorite movies of all time.
maybe it was a nervous flyer that was going for The Wedding Singer joke.
Oh, you think they were going for the joke?
Tommy, there are things I'm not sure of and there are things I'm sure of.
Maybe you had a few.
I will never forget this moment.
Wow.
Because when he said it, I couldn't believe it.
You gasped audibly.
I gasped audibly. But yeah, you're right. That is in The Wedding Singer. So yeah, that was me.
You in the club?
Excuse me?
Huh?
Let's get to the next tweet. This is from July 28th, 2015.
What is your oldest kid's name?
Jet.
Just read the next tweet.
And it's not after the actual football team. So.
And you've said that numerous times, right?
Can I get to the next tweet, please?
Yeah, sure. Don't be blue.
July 28th, 2015. Only in New York. I just saw a woman in an evening gown riding a city bike on Christie Street. It's 3:30 in the morning. Was that Al Dukes? Jerry Recco? Greg Giannotti or Sal Licata?
What year?
2015.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Again, only in New York. I just saw a woman in an evening gown riding a city bike on Christie Street.
Christie Street.
It's 3:30 in the morning.
Christie Street would tell me too far for the Jersey drivers like Jerry and Al. Give me Gio.
You're wrong.
He was not even an option.
Wasn't he the third option?
I forgot. Maybe he was.
All right. Sal.
You're wrong.
The answer we were looking for was, who is Jerry Recco?
Couple of D-bags.
Wow, Jerry going deep for parking.
I mean, I wish he was able to take a picture of that, because that is such an only in New York City story. Yeah. To see a woman in an evening gown riding a city bike at 3 o'clock in the morning. And finally, this is from April 3rd, 2017. Great question. At what age do you take down your framed college degree? I mean, doctors keep them up forever. Was that?
I remember reading this to me.
Was that Evan Roberts, Brandon Tierney, Al Dukes, or Greg Giannotti?
Smells like an Al tweet.
Eat me.
You are correct. That wasn't Al Dukes tweet.
That's an Al thought.
It is a great point. Like, you're proud of your college degree, if you have one, and you hang it up, but after a certain amount of time, isn't it like, it was a long time ago. Do I really need this up?
I would think after a certain amount of time, you start accomplishing other things in life, or at least moments where maybe pictures matter a little more than the degree to hang up, so I'm kind of with you.
Yeah, like, if you're a doctor, because I was at the doctor recently, I didn't see her degree, but I saw awards, and I saw articles written about it, and I was like, that's more impressive. So once you've been doing it for a while, what the hell do you need the degree there for?
Also, when I see a degree at a doctor's office, I start questioning, well, why do you need to prove that you graduated? The practice is here. I'm trusting you.
Nah, that's a good point. Very good point. Well, there you go. It's Posted and Toasted every Tuesday at 3:30 right here on WFAN. What? Did you want to add something?
No, I'm good. I'm just looking at you.
Oh, he's giving me a look.
Well, that's awkward.
It's like I'm dressing me with his eyes.
I mean, what am I going to do? Stare at the ground? I'm staring at Evan.
Are you picturing Evan in an evening gown riding a city bike?
No, I'm not. I'm picturing him on the tweet before that, actually.
Oh, what was that?
Very curious about that.
What was the tweet before that? I forgot.
A particular club.
Whip out the jumbo pack.
Well, you guys are something else.
You brought it up.
I brought up a tweet that was tweeted.
You brought up a tweet that you tweeted.
No, I tweeted because a guy said something so inappropriate to the flight attendant that I was compelled to tweet about it 5 minutes later. Otherwise, I would have been forgotten about, but I still remember even my emotions when that guy said that. I was so uncomfortable for him that I won't get that out of my mind, even though it was 7 years ago.
I don't think it's a crime to laugh, by the way. Everybody's tense on a plane, you know? He was the pig, not you.
Oh, that it was okay for me to laugh?
Yes.
The problem with laughing is it's a cosign. That's
is
the
problem.
Yeah, I think it could be construed that way. If you're that flight attendant, all of a sudden I'm giggling at the inappropriate joke that guy made. He's going to look at me, she's going to look at me and say, you're the problem too.
Flights are just, you know, those pre-flight nerves, you know, you need a good icebreaker.
That's Sean, I got to get to something that really pisses me off.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if a lot of people have this opinion, but I truly do. So if you are just tuning in, the Yankees completed a 5-0 loss to the Detroit Tigers. The game was originally supposed to be a night game, and it got moved to 1:10 because it's very cold in Detroit. In fact, they moved all three games of this series. Yesterday was moved to 3 o'clock, today was moved to 1 o'clock, and even tomorrow, another scheduled night game has been also moved to 1 o'clock because it's cold outside.
And just reiterate, as he very passively, aggressively says cold outside, we're talking about a temperature that if it was Christmas Day, you would say, wow, this is a cold Christmas.
I got it. It was very cold. Yeah. I mean, what do you want me to say?
All right.
It's cold. The New York Mets, last night, I was in the ballpark. I was all bundled up, had a wonderful time at Citi Field, me and Hoff hanging out, watching the Metsies win their fifth straight game. All of a sudden, in the middle of the game, the Mets put on the big jumbotron, hey, we are moving tomorrow's game from 7 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Now, full disclosure, I was not going to tonight's game. It does not affect me, all right?
Mm-hmm.
My tickets were already gone. Like, does it affect me personally? Like, the game's on while we're on the air? Sure, but this is not about me. I promise you that. This is my honest opinion. And so I see the game has moved from 7 to 4. Same reason. It's cold out. It's not supposed to rain. It's not supposed to snow. It is cold out. And I got to tell you, I think this makes no sense. Because I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Moving a game with less than 24 hours notice benefits who?
I think it benefits the players. It benefits the umpires. And it does benefit the fans.
It does not benefit the fans.
Oh, well, okay.
It does not. You want to tell me the players prefer playing during the day? You'll have to ask them. You'll have to see how they feel. Same with the umpires. It in no way benefits the fans. Evan, not at all. There will be less people at Citi Field today for a 4 o'clock game than there would have been for the 7 o'clock game, because there are people listening to us right now who were going to bundle up. They were going to go to the game, but because the game got moved to, you know, working hours, and they bought the ticket under the guise it was a 7 o'clock game, they are not going. Now, I want to put this out there. It's important. The Mets have done the right thing.
They have.
They are letting you exchange the tickets. Okay, that's great, and I give them credit for that. But as far as today is concerned, I'm talking about today, it does not benefit the fans,
because
no one's going to be in the building.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.